The Ghana Prison Service says it has adopted the necessary mechanisms to manage the prevalence of HIV and AIDS in the country's prisons. The first National Prisons Inmate Health and HIV Integrated Biobehavioral Study released in Accra shows that 2 out of every 100 inmates in the country's prisons is HIV positive. PRO of the Ghana Prison Service, DSP Vitalis Aye, told Radio Ghana that besides addressing the HIV/AIDS prevalence, the prison service is collaborating with the Ministry of Health to use mobile clinics to reach out to inmates with health conditions. DSP Aye spoke to Rebecca Ekpe first on the overview of the first ever National Prisons Inmate Health Strategy.
This is the first national representative biobehavioral survey of HIV/AIDS and other key health problems of prison inmates in Ghana. In fact, the overarching aim of this study was just to assess the prevalence of HIV, hepatitis B virus, and other health conditions such as hypertension, malaria, diabetes in our prisons across the country. And with this report, you will get to realize, if you study deeply, that many of these people suffering from HIV/AIDS did not contract the disease in prison. They came from outside with it. But we have an HIV/AIDS component in the prison that screens people upon incarceration. When you first enter the prison, you are screened. If you are seen to be HIV positive, you are placed appropriately, and then antiretroviral drugs are given you. And counseling is also given to ensure that others you live with are not infected with the virus.
What we are hearing is that the prevalence rate in the prisons is 2.3% compared to the national figure of 1.3%. I'm thinking that that is not really representative from what you are saying, that compared to what is happening outside, the prisons don't reflect a whole lot of infection prevalence rate of HIV. Is that what you're saying?
If you look at the national rate, it came up yesterday again that doctors and their client, there's a difficulty in even tracking or tracing them. You give somebody an appointment tomorrow, because of work, it doesn't come. So sometimes it's difficult for the nation to track. But in the prisons, the people are at the same place. They're going nowhere. So you can have an excellent survey, which is how you are getting these figures.
Let's go back to this issue. We know that it's happening in our prisons. We understand from your analysis that most of them did not contract HIV within the prison. Most of them came into the prison with the disease. But at least we do know that there's quite the issue of overcrowding in your prisons. But how do you ensure that absolutely there's no interaction between them and others when it comes to overcrowding, other socialization and things that go into the prison?
Our prisons are really overcrowded. And it will be very difficult to say once you are suffering from HIV/AIDS, you should not mingle with other prisoners. That is where the education and counseling comes in. For those who have got it, the best what to do not to infect others and not to aggravate your situation. You are administered with the antiretroviral drugs. And you also need to understand the lifestyle that can let others get the HIV/AIDS. Education is ongoing in the prison. Every prisoner that comes, you are taking through the steps as to what you can do to get HIV/AIDS. If you were not privy to that outside. So even with the overcrowded nature, that's what the people were expecting, that it would be higher in the prison. But to their surprise, it is controlled and much lower. It's because of the education and counseling that the prison officials give to the prisoners while they are in prison.
We also hear of the issue of sodomy. Is it possible to introduce conjugal visits as in other countries, since it is clear that it could probably lessen the sodomy practice in our prisons?
Yes, but the statistics, I think it said that 0.something% agreed that there's a bit of sodomy going on in the prison. And that, again, people were surprised about it, looking at the overcrowded nature and the fact that they are all same sex in one cell. Let me be clear here that the prisons, as you see, it's a miniature world. You have all manner of people inside, respectable people who are in there. You have lawyers, you have doctors, you have pastors who are prisoners. And frankly, what they don't do outside, they wouldn't want to do it inside the prison. And they will not supervise it as well. So if it is happening, then people will hide and do it. But on authority, if prisoner is caught with prisoner doing it, before the officers can get there, if they are not fast enough, the prisoner will be lynched. So it's not something they encourage. Yes, I'm not denying anything of that sort. But it is not something that is very prevalent.
DSP, this is the first ever National Prisons Inmates Biobehavioral Surveillance Study. And then the study besides HIV also looked at other health conditions. We talk about malaria, diabetes, and other things. What other steps are you taking to address such situation? Are they also receiving special attention? How are you addressing that issues of you know, other lifestyle diseases within their prisons?
The prison administration is collaborating with the Ministry of Health. They give us a lot of drugs to put in our infirmaries. When prisoners are sick, we take them to hospital. But lately, we have these mobile clinics that are going around to address these concerns we have just mentioned. So the mobile clinic started in the eastern region, and Sawan being the biggest for now. It moved to the central region. It's a timetable drawn. So again, apart from government and Ministry of Health giving us drugs for first aid, the service has collaborated with the ministry to institute the mobile clinic system that moves from prison to address the issues of these inmates we talk about.